Master training, not unconditional improvement. Master training, not unconditional improvement. So often we look at things and we say about things that they should be improved. And we say, look at that master. That master is just wonderful, just fantastic. And when we look at him, we see ourself. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Master training, not improvement. Many of us, or few of us rather, have had the opportunity of meeting a master, of going to India and meet a master, of meeting master teachers throughout the United States who exist very readily, of seeing a master consciousness at work. Very few of us have this privilege because very few of us are looking. We're always looking for something to be improved. We're looking for something to be changed. We're looking for something to be brought about and made what we feel is right. But can anything be right? Can anything in the entire world be right if the way that we're looking at it is for improvement? If we're looking at the world for improvement, will we find always a need for improvement? Oh, you bet your life. We'll always find a need for improvement. When we start looking at the world as being perfect right now, when we start looking at the world by saying this statement that I like very, very much, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. I make that statement so often, and I make it to everyone, and I make it in the vision of everyone, and I'm so amused at how people say it after me, and then they say, there now is peace on earth, and it's going to begin with me. There now is peace on earth, and it's going to happen in my lifetime. There, you see, all of these relative comments we say, all of these relative attitudes that we put in there, tell us exactly where we are. We're not in peace. Are you a peaceful, loving person? Are you a gentle, loving person? Are you a person who looks at the world and sees everybody having a good time? Yes, yes, just that. See everybody having a good time. We went on a tour of Catalina Island for Ellen's birthday 2 days ago, and on our tour, we had a wonderful time. We thought everything was just beautiful. Ellen was elated. She was flying high. She was happy. She was being taken on a tour as a birthday present of Catalina Island. This wonderful island just 26 miles across the sea from Los Angeles and Long Beach and Newport Beach, just out in the ocean. And we went there. And everywhere we went, we saw happiness. Ellen was on the boat, and she got a place where she could be right up in front of the deck where no one else was ahead of her. And she sat there with her nose glued to the ocean, glued to the breeze, glued to all of the lovely things that were happening. And she looked left and right, and she watched the ocean waves bounce against the boat. And she looked to the right, and she could see dolphins swimming in the ocean, cavorting along with the boat. And she saw one whale blowing up a great spout, saying, Ellen, here I am, just for you. And, you know, speaking to other people, they were looking the other way when the whale spouted its spout. But Ellen wasn't. Ellen was always looking for the joy, the happiness, the fulfillment of everything that was good and beautiful. And, you know, she found it. She found it. She said, you know, it was an ideal day. And she really meant to say, it is an ideal day. We went out to the island, and we went out and had some lunch in a beautiful seaside restaurant, overlooking people cavorting on the beach in the harbor, filled with many boats, perhaps 100 or more, all luxury boats, beautiful boats that had sailed over from the mainland or cruised over. And the people were having a grand day. And in the restaurant, behind Ellen, to her delight and joy, were two families, each with three children. Three children around the ages of 10. And she was in heaven as she snuck a peek at them while she was eating her wonderful, wonderful meal. Oh, she had a great time. We walked along the beach, and she enjoyed all of the wonderful things that were going on. We walked over to the great dance hall, and she looked at the first floor of that, and she saw where Marilyn Monroe had one time been there. And that didn't make a thing for Ellen. She just looked and smiled and said, "That's nice." And then we sat on the beach cafe, and as we were sitting there, one of the conservators of the island was sitting there with his wife, and we were chatting back and forth, and he was trying to catch me on information on the island, because I had worked for Newporter magazine and had written on the island at great length. And he was trying to tell me this and that and the other thing, and I said, "Okay, okay." I was not about to argue with him. I knew different, because I knew facts that came from other information sources, and he wanted to play a game with me, oftentimes just picking on me, to see if I would take the nibble, and I didn't. I just told him, "Wow, that's great. You know so many things. You're so wise. You're so fantastic. Thank you, thank you." And after a while, they became delightful friends and chatted with us, and every time we stepped 10 feet, there we were bumping into them again, and they were just wonderful. And we took a tour of the island, and on this tour of the island, Ellen met all the people on the tour bus. She had to talk to everyone. She had to say to everyone, "You're beautiful, you're a master, you're wonderful, you're..." Why? Why? Because Ellen was experiencing her mastership. Because Ellen is a master. Everywhere she looks, she sees unconditional love. Everywhere she looks, she sees everything as complete and whole. Everywhere she looks, she sees life fulfilled, not needing improvement, but fulfilled. Everywhere she looks. And everyone she talked to was a sparkling person. And because it was her birthday, they gave her a free trip out there, which was nice. And they gave her a little badge to wear saying that she is a birthday girl. And everyone came up to her and said, "Happy birthday!" And they wished her a happy birthday and wished her joy. Her day blossomed more and more and more. Everywhere Ellen looked, she saw masters. We spoke to a young lady, and she was perhaps in her 70s, and she looked gorgeous, sparkling alive. And then she said, "Now, there's my mom over there, and we love to come out to Catalina Island because mom likes to visit all of her friends who live out here." And her mom looked just like an angel. And Ellen saw her only as an angel. Ellen did not see her as being a lady of age. She saw her as being a lady of magic, a lady of wonder, a lady of beauty. And all of her friends, all around her, sparkling, lovely people, eager to walk around the island, eager to do nice things, eager to find joy wherever they were, eager to be unconditionally loving under all circumstances. Yes, that was a day to be remembered, not because Ellen saw everyone a master as she, but because we went out there in the presence of Ellen. And in that birthday presence of Ellen, we too saw everyone and everything truly magic and truly wonderful. If we saw anything that was negative to the slightest, how sad that was for us. Because there in the midst of paradise, there in the midst of Ellen's great joy, if any of us ever saw anything that was less than beautiful or less than perfect, how much we missed, because we put ourselves off the boat, right in the middle of the ocean. But none of us did that happily. All of us looked at each other and realized we each are masters. We each see the world as fulfilled. We each see the world as complete. We each see the world through eyes of unconditional love. And seeing the world through eyes of unconditional love, everyone Ellen talked to was a sparkle of joy, a delight to be with, just marvelous. And we were in her presence. So we were enjoying that sparkle, that marvelous quality. Now, we don't need to be in Ellen's presence to do this. We can be a birthday person right away ourselves. We can be a person who reaches out and shares and who says something nice to everyone we meet, because that's what's in our heart. We can do that. It's our choice. If we want to make our world into the fabulous world that it is, and I don't mean make it into a world that it is, but be aware of it, that it is the fabulous world that it is, then all we do is turn on our unconditional love, turn on our sunshine, turn on our light. And with that light, we look around and we see all to be good and very good. There is sunshine in my soul today. I am the one who lets it out to play. I am the one, the only one who lets it out today, because I know the really wonderful, practical way. I love you. I love you. I love you.